Welcome to another segment of the Agricultural Market Viewpoint. This is a podcast where we discuss various themes influencing the agricultural economy here at home in South Africa and beyond our borders. This week I want to talk about the agricultural input prices. This is an important topic for those that are in farming and in the food industry in general. And by agricultural inputs, I'm referring to machinery, agrochemicals such as herbicides, fungicides, and insecticides, and also fertilizer and fuel. Those are the major agricultural inputs when we think about that. And there's a number of reasons why we are focusing on this topic this week. Southern Hemisphere is in the planting period. In beginning of October, a number of countries will start planting their summer crop for 2022-23. This is the grains, oilseeds, vegetables, and also there will be heavy back in the fields in the horticultural industry. So this is going to be a busy time for agriculture. And the second point is that since the start of the Russia-Ukraine war, some of the agricultural inputs like fertilizer and fuel have dominated the global agricultural agenda, with many people worried about fertilizer shortages, rising fuel, and what that will mean for farmers and their activity to get back to the field. And I could also add here to say the higher grains and the oil seeds prices since the start of the Russia-Ukraine war, and in fact, even months before that, because there are other factors that have been driving food, grain prices higher for some time, such as demand for grains in China, the drought in South America. Those were some of the factors that were driving up the prices of grains. Some people might have thought that during that period, farmers made a killing, but I want to contrast that to say those profits or those higher prices have been eaten up to a certain extent by these rising input costs. Which also means then that if you are in horticulture or in livestock where prices did not rise as in grains and the oil seeds, you possibly as a farmer in a much difficult condition than those that were in the grains and oil seeds during this period. Now, there's a number of factors that were behind the increase in the input costs. But broadly, some of those were the disruption in the industrial production when COVID-19 pandemic started, protracted supply chain bottlenecks, higher shipping costs, China's decision to limit the fertilizer exports from around about mid-2021, and most recently, of course, the point that I've already mentioned about the Russia-Ukraine war. Those were all of the factors that have been really adding pressure to the farmers. And as we start now, this 2022-23 production season, many people are asking themselves to say, how are the farmers coping with these prices? And are the prices still really elevated as we saw over the past few months? And I want to reflect onto those things. Now, if one look at the prices, for example, starting with fertilizer, the fertilizer prices are still relatively higher levels compared to last year. In fact, fertilizer prices today, they are still 60% on average higher than what we saw last year. And last year's prices were on their own higher than the prices we saw, let's say, pre-2019. So we've been in this environment of generally higher input costs in agriculture. But if you were to compare the fertilizer prices now, let's say to April, which was a few months after the Russia-Ukraine war started, fertilizer prices have come down by roughly 18% from that period. So farmers are sitting now in a relatively better position than in April. And in April in South Africa was an important month because that's the time when the folks that are planting winter crops in South Africa, like wheat, canola, they paid even higher prices than what the summer crop farmers are going to be paying now. So you can think of it in a way of saying the wheat farmers have paid 18% higher for their input costs than what the maize farmers and the others will be paying at this time around. The same story is clear when you think about the Brent crude prices. Brent crude prices have come off from the levels that we have seen over the past few months. But this time around, I mean, if you look at just on the week that we are coming from and you average the Brent crude price so far for the first half of this month, which is September, Brent crude prices are still about 31% higher than last year. But if you were to look at these levels and you compare with where we were sitting in the months after the Russia-Ukraine war, we've come off those levels. The story is the same if you think about the agrochemicals. The agrochemicals are the ones that I've mentioned, herbicides, fungicides, insecticides. They are down from a few months ago, but still 20% higher than a year ago. So the running theme for this year is that farmers are still confronted by elevated input costs. But better than the months after Russia invaded Ukraine, which is the levels at which many people were worried a lot about. And all of these things matter for South Africa to the point that I mentioned that we are starting to plant in about two weeks' time or so. And some farmers in the Free State, Eastern Cape, in conversations I had with them last week, they were telling me that they are already ready to till the land and they will be working the land in no time. So they will be working in an environment of these higher input costs. But the positive thing is that when we spoke with the guys to ask them about, you know, are you going to be reducing the area planting this time around, what decisions will you be making given these higher input costs? It seems to us that South African farmers, as I've said in previous podcasts, will maintain a relatively decent area planting. We're still looking at 4.3 million hectares for the summer crop region, the summer crop being your maize, soybean, sunflower, and sorghum and peanuts. So there will still be a large area plantings that will be there. And we guess even the likes of Zambia, Zimbabwe, and the others, our neighboring countries, will maintain a decent area planting. But for South Africa, the fertilizer usage, we did not really get a sense from farmers in conversations that they would be reducing their fertilizer usage. But for some of the African countries, the story might be different. You could see them cutting down on fertilizer. And in fact, this previous season, if you were to look at the yields and listen to farmers and the reports that were coming out of countries like Tanzania, Malawi, and the others, it was clear that the yield decline in some of the countries was related to the amount of inputs that farmers have used. Now, given that Fed input prices are still higher than the input prices that were putting pressure on farmers last year in some of these countries, one wonders then what decisions will they be making this time around and what will that mean for their crops. Now, aside from the summer crops, there are other challenges that have been confronting South African farmers. If you think, for example, about those that are in livestock, there's various challenges there that have been confronting them, like the foot and mouth disease, which I have talked about previously. But also the market access issues on those that are in horticulture in the EU and the other, and even our neighboring countries, Botswana and Namibia, are the case in point here, where they still placed a temporary ban on the imports of vegetable products from South Africa. Those things have profitability challenges or place pressure on the farmers that are in livestock, on the farmers that are in fruits and vegetables. So their profitability level is not as good perhaps as what you will see in the grains and the oilseeds, but still they have to pay the higher fuel prices. They have to pay the higher fertilizer prices that other farmers are paying. That's the point, of course, for fertilizer, for vegetables and horticulture and fruits. So those are some of the key things that we'll be watching. And fertilizer and fuel is important for farmers in South Africa, because if you think about the typical grain farmer in South Africa, fuel makes up between 11 and 13% of their production costs. And South Africa is a net importer of fuel. Of course, all of this is determined by the international markets. And the high usage of the fuel is during the planting and in the harvest time. And in terms of the fuel also, you find that in South Africa, about 81% of our maize is transported by road, roughly 76% or 75% of our wheat transported by road. So you would say on average, 75% of our grains and oilseeds, I'm adding now here soybeans, is transported by road. So all of this means then that fuel is imported not only for farmers, but for agribusinesses that are involved in the chain of moving commodities from farms to silos to the processing plots and thereafter to retailers as the food products. And South Africa, in a case of a fertilizer fertilizer imports about 80% of its annual fertilizer. And we are a small player in the world market. I think we make up about 0.5% of global consumption, if I'm correct. And our consumption a year is somewhere around about just over 2 million tons of fertilizer. So there also, we depended on these global events, which is the point I was referring to, that India, Russia, the US and Canada are some of the important players. And Russia, of course, being a leading producer of fertilizer, followed by China and the others. So the developments in there matter a lot for everyone that is in the global agricultural market. And how the usage of the fertilizer is also big in some of the crops that we are planting now. Maize, for example, I believe makes up roughly 40% of our total fertilizer consumption. Sugarcane industry is also the big user, and of course the other crops. If you think about the input costs, again, let's use the same example I used about maize, where I said fuel makes up between 11 and 13% of the grain farmers' input costs. If you think about fertilizer makes up about 35% of the grain farmers' input costs in South Africa. So these are substantial shares. So if this fertilizer prices is high, fuel prices is high, 60% up from last year, for example, in the case of fertilizer, that just tells you about the pressure that is in these grain farmers at this time around, which then goes back to the point I had made at the start to say, while grain prices are at higher levels, and in fact, grain prices are not as high as the input cost. Grain prices, as we speak today, they are roughly 25% up compared to last year. While fertilizer is 60% up compared to last year, and fuel is also roughly about over 30% higher compared to last year in those levels. So that just shows you that the input costs are rising, which is the main point here, much higher than what you see on the selling price of the commodities that farmers are producing. This again goes back to that point of we are in difficult production conditions for farmers. But I do think that some did plan well, because we continue to see, for example, high spending on agricultural machinery, tractor sales, combined harvester sales. They still sitting on a positive. They are growing month by month, which means that farmers are investing in these movable assets, and they are confident about the agricultural conditions in South Africa this time around. The one thing though that we do worry about, in as far as the agricultural machinery sales, is that the rising interest rates at this time around could put pressure on the farmers, so that they, to an extent, that they may begin to see a bit of softening in as far as the spending on the agricultural machinery sale. We could see machinery sales softening going forward this time around. But I think beyond these higher input costs, we are looking for a good agricultural season. Farmers were able to absorb to a certain extent some of these costs. Not that they didn't feel the pain. They are feeling the pain, I believe, but to the extent that they are still looking forward to the next season. The message that we are getting when we speak with farmers across the country is of people that are ready to start the season and go forward what they are planting. But of course, we will have to be watching also in the continent to say, in our neighboring countries, the Zimbabwe, Zambia, Malawi, Tanzania, and the others, how will they be coping with higher input costs, and what will that mean for the yields and the ultimate and the event, you know, and later the harvests from those countries, and what that will mean for the regional supplies of grains. But that's the point that we will be monitoring as the season progresses. And we are in a season, to repeat the point I've made, of higher rainfall that we are expecting on the backdrop of a La Nina. Those are expectations. Of course, we will be watching how the weather conditions develop. Generally, we expect good rains across the Southern Africa region, with the exception of East Africa, which could experience a bit of a drier weather conditions. And as far as the broader themes about the policy, there's still a discussion in South Africa about how can government assist the likes of Fosco, which is a state-owned fertilizer company under the IDC, on improving its production capabilities going forward. And in addition to that, there are, of course, topics about the logistical industry, such as Transnet and the others, which on our side in the organization that I work for, at the Agricultural Business Chamber, we are engaging with them to say, let's improve the logistics, let's improve the fertilizer production where we can in the likes of Fosco, so that in the long run, we could be able to be in a better environment than we are at this point around. But ultimately, the point for this week's podcast is that input costs remain elevated, and there's a number of other challenges that I've mentioned, all weighing on farmers, but we're still optimistic that we will have a good season. We've written about this and a number of other things that you can, as always, access in our website, www.agbiz.co.za, or in my blog, www.wandilesihlobo.com. That's it for the week. My name is Wandile Sihlobo. I'm an agricultural economist based in Pretoria. Thank you for listening.